Welcome to Wells Family Devotions, produced on behalf of Wells Discipleship. The Word of God from the Gospel of Mark, chapter 8, verse 34. Then he called the crowd to him along with his disciples and said, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross and follow me." Jesus took up the cross so we can take up the cross. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Crosses are heavy. You might not think that when you see a cross hanging on your wall, and the wall is not collapsing. You might not think that when a cross hangs from a necklace around your neck, and you are not falling over under its weight. You might not think that when you see a cross on top of your church, and the roof is not caving in. Yet crosses can be heavy and even painful. Back in Jesus' day, criminals had to carry their crosses. A cross was made of solid pieces of heavy wood. That wood would be rough and full of splinters. Even more painful was what happened as a person's hands and feet were nailed to the cross. Crosses were heavy and painful. If you lived in Jesus' day, a cross was the last thing you would ever want to carry. Jesus told his disciples that he would soon suffer and die on a cross, but they did not want to hear that. They loved Jesus very much. They did not want him to suffer such a painful death, but Jesus knew he had to take up that cross. You see, Jesus had to suffer and die on a cross for you and me. Jesus needed to suffer and die on a cross because we love ourselves more than we love God. I want to do what I want. I want to get what I want. I want, I want, I want, I want. Every one of us is selfish, no matter how young, no matter how old. We are all selfish, but Jesus was selfless for us. He willingly took up his cross to suffer and die for our selfish sins. Why? Because he loves you. He loves every one of us with a love that cares more about us than himself. Out of amazing love for us, Jesus took up his heavy, painful cross. Now we follow him by taking up our crosses, not made of wood, but rather the cross of saying no to our selfish desires in order to honor Jesus with our lives. That is not easy. In fact, it can be painful. Still, we follow Jesus and carry our cross because he carried his cross, until we join him in heaven someday. We talk with Jesus in prayer. Lord Jesus, following you isn't easy. Support me to carry my cross because you carried yours for me. Amen. We invite you to use the accompanying family discussion questions found at wells.net. Click on Serving You and select Family Devotions. Join us next time for Wells Family Devotions. Until then, God bless your day.